Track 7, more news. Firefighters tackle A38 car fire. A vehicle fire saw firefighters scrambled to pear tree on the A38. On Saturday evening, January the 13th, at around 7:30, the crew from Buckfastleigh Fire Station were called to reports of a vehicle fire on the A38. Upon arrival, the crew found a Mercedes car alight with both occupants safe and clear of the vehicle. The crew deployed two breathing apparatus wearers with a hose reel jet and quickly placed out traffic cones to assist with scene safety, given the road was still live. We left the incident in the hands of Highways Agency and recovery driver, who work incredibly hard at these type of incidents to get the vehicle safely removed and organise repairs to the road surface in order to get traffic moving again as quickly as possible, a spokesman for Buckfastleigh Fire Station said.
Restoration challenge on Dragon Throw. A Devon-based antique dealer has tasked a Newton Abbott businesswoman with restoring a treasured throw. Brian Newton, who heads up antique dealers D. Newton and Son, has tasked Amanda Richards, who owns AJ Handmade Interior Decor and Yard on Union Street, with restoring and, where appropriate, repairing the antique wall hanging such that it can be reframed. The hall hanging, which is made of Japanese silk and depicts a golden dragon, rather fitting given it is the year of the dragon, is thought to have been used as a bed cover in the 1940s. It has since been inherited by D. Newton and Son and put in the temporary care of Amanda to make presentable. Amanda's shop offers all manner of wool and yarn-based goods, with everything from hats and headbands to plant hangers and purses, all handmade by Amanda, of course, not to mention more yarn than you can shake a stick at. She also takes on commission items. Initially a hobby, it wasn't long before Amanda's skill at knitting and crocheting saw her start to sell her wares, going so far as to supply items to stores across the United States.
Crews rescue person from rolled car. We've already heard about one serious fire in a car on the A38, and firefighters from Newton Abbott were mobilised to report of another traffic collision on January the 10th. But while en route, the crew were informed of a vehicle that had rolled onto its side with a single occupant trapped inside. Upon arrival, crews got to work stabilising the vehicle, and the decision was made to assist the casualty out through the window of the vehicle. The occupant had sustained injuries to their arm during the incident, and they were left in the care of the ambulance service. Crews finished off the incident by ensuring the car was left safe and isolated ahead of it being recovered. The incident was believed to be caused by a build-up of ice on the road following the recent cold weather we've experienced, a spokesman for the station said. And it doesn't say where this incident happened, but I think it was just a few hundred yards from where we live on Bradley Bends, since there was a car lying on its side in the field adjacent to the carriageway the other morning.
Early optimism for Devon's education bailout. Devon's bid to secure emergency funding to plug a gaping hole in the County Council's education finances has made early positive progress, its leaders claim. Donna Manson, Devon County Council Chief Executive, said its bid to the government's safety valve scheme had received encouraging feedback from the Department for Education. Speaking at this week's Cabinet meeting, Ms. Mason said it had met every milestone asked of it by the government so far. She said the most important thing is outlining actions that will reduce the ongoing overspend we have every year. We've had excellent feedback this week that our plans are robust, they are challenging, but the Department for Education does think they are deliverable, and that's what we needed to hear. Last year, it emerged that the council is hoping for £70 million to £100 million in funding from the scheme to help it tackle the projected cumulative education-related deficit of £165 million it expects by April. Ms. Mason said there are still some challenges it is working on tackling in its education provision, including finding cheaper provision for some children with special needs or disabilities and trying to ensure young people have local placements. It's important, she continues, that we are positive and constructive, as months ago this challenge seemed insurmountable, and we are seeking to remove the deficit to get an extensive amount of resources. But Councillor Caroline Lever, Barnstaple South, leader of the Lib Dems, believes other authorities who have received safety valve funds ended up moving away from the child being at the centre of the service. Effectively, it's a rationing of money, and I ask the leader and the cabinet whether they are comfortable with the impact on the most vulnerable people in our communities, she said.